Hi, I'm at the Ultimaker booth and I'm talking to...
My name is Rodney Becker.
Hi, and can you tell me what Ultimaker is?
Ultimaker is a 3D printing manufacturer based in Geldermalsen in the Netherlands. We're originally an open source company focusing on building an accessible 3D printer.
Yeah.
Made for the market and for the part use.
And when you say open source, how much is open source?
We started off as an open source company because of the fact that the founders they didn't have really the intention to start up a company, so they made it open source to make it accessible for a large community.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason that we made it open source, and also to get some feedback from the outside world, as it may.
So I can go to your website, I can download the technical drones.
Yeah, the technical drones, everything technical and software-wise you can find on online.
So where's the business model?
The business model is based in the whole package, because we make software. We have a slicer called Cura. We came up with Cura. And the slicer in combination with the printer, it provides the whole, experience of the ultimate 3D printing experience, as it may.
And the slicer is, they explain to people what a slicer is.
A slicer is a program that generates G-code that makes it understandable for the printer. So you have a design made in AutoCAD or SolidWorks or something like that. And you can transform that or to load that into Cura, our slicer, and it makes it understandable for the printer in what layers, the layer thickness, the speed, and the type of material you would like to print.
Okay, can you basically describe what sort of products you have available?
We have a wide variety of different printers, so Cura, but it's free software. And we provide every service on every service level that you might need to get the best result you need.
So on your thing here, you say professional 3D printing. So I'm guessing you're not aiming at the $150 Chinese knockoff market.
Yeah, well, with all due respect to the Chinese market, we make a printer that is can be used professionally. And our slogan is professional 3D printing make accessible, so it says it all. The knockoff versions of 3D printers, and also the knockoff Ultimakers, they don't provide the much needed quality that you might need within your 3D printing process.
Do you also provide then a third party support and maintenance engineers to go around to factories or hospitals that will be using this technology?
We have a department focusing on that, so the usability of 3D printing in general, firstly, but secondly also looking at partnerships to provide the necessary input for instance the automotive or the aerospace sector, and really shifting away from more the around the house use, as it may, towards a more industrializing process.
It's becoming a lot more accepted in industry now to have 3D printing process as part of your... Can you take me through some of the stuff that's on your table that you managed to print off?
You mean the printers itself, or...?
What we're looking at. And some of the stuff you printed.
Okay, we have some examples of the things you can print with the printer. But also our newest printer, that's the Ultimaker 3. It has the possibility to have two axes for different materials, so dual axis. And software-wise and technical-wise, it's a much improved printer in comparison with the old ones. But also, the old ones, we made some upgrades for that to make it more up to standard in the use that you might need as either a home printer or an industrial printer.
They seem quite fast.
It is, but it's not. We're still looking into getting things done faster, but we experience that our customers find that quality is the main drive to buy a printer and to buy an Ultimaker. So that's why we always focus on quality.
Yeah.
So getting the print you're looking for, in order to make it faster.
Do you also work with businesses that are new to 3D printing in order to help them Do you provide courses and stuff like that to help them get up to speed with how to use it in their environments?
Well, the fun thing is that we get user cases from the industry itself. So we as a company sometimes get surprised by a company who already uses 3D printing in their production process. And we always enjoy hearing those kind of stories because it for us is motivating to get to stay innovative and to make a process that is and to deliver a product that is up to standard and what the public is.
People that it's selling itself.
Yeah.
What's the new stuff that's coming up this year?
Well, we are looking for a printer who is an upgrade from the 3. We just released the 3. And still looking into ways to get a better fit towards the industry branch. So maybe looking into to more access for the materials, but also thinking about improving the spaces within the printer or to make it more like an industrial setup.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Well, was there anything I missed?
That we are still trying to provide the necessary quality products for the people. That's the whole meaning and reason that we do this.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I was just saying it's the company I most want to work for. So
okay.
This is no secret.
Well, you have my business card. So
there you go. Yes. Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.